In a demonstration against Senate Bill 17, locals gathered for a read-in outside the Bartholomew County Library last week. Many read books with themes about global warming, censorship, or LGBTQ rights. The bill passed the Senate last month, but House leaders said last week it won't make it through that chamber. Bartholomew County Library Director Jason Hatton says he started paying attention to the bill when it was first introduced. He was aware of a similar bill introduced last year that didn't make it out of the Senate.
Right now, as the law stands, we can say, no, we're librarians and we're doing this within the course of our work.
Language in Senate Bill 17 would remove educational purposes as a defense public or school libraries could use if something in their collection was deemed harmful to minors, which is a criminal offense. Under Indiana law, material harmful to minors is defined under four categories. It describes or represents in any form nudity or sexual excitement, considered as a whole, has an excessive interest in the sex of minors, goes against the adult community as a whole standards for suitable material for minors, and considered as a whole, lacks literary, artistic, political, or scientific value to minors. Hatton says the definition is too subjective.
But again, they're very much open to somebody else's interpretation of that.
But bill co-author Senator Jim Toms says the material would have to fall into all four categories to be pursued legally, and the bill doesn't ban anything.
For literary novels that has maybe in the book itself, it may have reference to some kind of adult sexual activity or something. It doesn't affect those books or not part of it.
He emphasized it means libraries couldn't argue these materials were kept for educational purposes, and the bill is about protecting children. He introduced the bill in a Senate committee in January.
Good sense, common sense will tell you what we're talking about here. We're not talking about some kind of a book. They might have something in it that is of a nature that it may be maybe above some of the kids' grade levels, but it's not anything like what we're talking about here. It's not obscene. It's not completely vulgar.
But Chad Heck, a librarian with Pike High School in Marion County, says libraries already don't carry this type of material.
That's not what we do. We do collect materials that may have sexuality in them, but when you look at them as a whole, that's not what their book is about. It may be a scene, it may be a part of a character's experience, but it's not porn.
Heck agrees that the legislation leaves too much room for interpretation. Both he and Hatton worry legislation like Senate Bill 17 would cause a chilling effect.
What I am concerned about is that librarians are going to be so afraid of being prosecuted that they're going to stop collecting materials that meet the needs of their patrons.
Hatton and Heck say libraries have formal processes in place if someone has complaints about library material. Even if the language from Senate Bill 17 makes it no further this session, Betsy Burrow-Flack, who teaches a course on banned books at Valparaiso University, says it marks a shift in how people view public education.
That they should be places where people under 18 go to have their own family's ideas reinforced, as opposed to the idea that a public school exists to educate people for the good of society.
She adds, even if the legislation doesn't move forward, it takes time and effort from librarians and educators to advocate for themselves. Hatton says the legislation calls into question how he does the job he's been trained for.
We will continue to do the job that we were educated for and that we do, and that's to provide materials for every single person in our community. We want to have those materials for everyone.
Tom says he will try to get Senate Bill 17's language amended into another bill before session is over. And if it doesn't pass in some form this year, both Tom's and co-author Senator Jeff Roth say it will be back in future sessions. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Benta Boutier.